Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That in hip-hop, Atlanta Week. You know what it is, man? Black. Free Black. The bonus track of this. Can I fuck with Black? Mm-hmm. I fuck with Black. I really like Black. He is what I feel Tiller was supposed to be. You know, to me, where Tiller kind of fell off, Black, somewhat under the radar, is still continuing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think Black was really hot, and then he cooled off, but he's still consistent with his music, so I'll fuck with Black. And I like this project. Mm-hmm. This is that new R&B shit. You know what I'm saying? This is a baby of Weekend. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When you hear the airy, the spacey production, the ominous sound sometimes, that's very Weekend-ish. Black has that, and I think that's his wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. I think anything outside of that, personally, I think he might sound weird. Like, I think this is where he sounds best. And sometimes, you know, we talk about, oh, growth and this, that, and the third, but sometimes the niche you're in is mm-hmm. where you need to be. And I feel like that about Black. I remember listening to this when it came out, because X Calling, holy shit, that was so huge, Ken. Look, I liked it when it came out, but then I don't like radio songs that get overblown like that. Like, they just, it turns me off. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to lie. It's been a minute since I listened to this, so going through it again, I liked it. I really liked it. You know what I'm saying? Because people don't really play X Calling that much anymore. You know, or it doesn't get really radio play or anything like that. But, man, that song, I'm not going to front. It is hard as hell. I like X Calling. I like Problems. You know what I'm saying? I love the beat on Problems. That shit is so hard. Like, that shit could have had a rapper on there. That, man.
Yeah, it could have.
That shit is hard. I like this project overall. You know, Black doesn't, again, stray too far. If you've heard one Black project, I'm not going to say you heard them all, but you understand where he's going musically. And this one just falls right into it. And then, like I was saying with the Marco Plus dude, this guy from Atlanta? Mm-hmm. Atlanta has the most diverse group of musicians that pop. Like, bro, from Kenny Mason to Marco Plus to this guy to Jid to Earth Gang, Atlanta is just a conglomeration of dope artists, and Black is one of those guys.
You probably already know. Yep.
You don't like him.
I know when Ashton was in here and I was talking about Future, I was telling him we were doing Black too. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, y'all can keep that shit, bro. Way, way, way better than Bryson Tiller, though. I will give him that. I like the style that he's going for. And there are times where he sounded like
Frank Ocean. Yeah,
yep.
Because like on Living You, like that's, to me, that's Frank.
Yep. So there are so the difference between Bryson and Black is that they're actually songs I do like. You know, and Loving You is one of them. Problems, I love the beat on that shit. That shit's good too. MTFU, I thought was good. And I think that 9-minute track alone, EA6, fucks with that as well. And Glock 6, and, you know, this is the bonus track version, you know, sounded cool. But overall, I was like, I'm not gonna shit on this project because I don't think it's a bad project. I don't think he does the type of R&B that I particularly care for just yet, but I think that he can definitely put out some stuff that I was like, okay, that's the one.
Yeah, because you prefer more traditional sounding R&B.
Yeah,
and this is partly why, like, you I feel like you respect Weekend, but you don't really like Weekend because it's just not as traditional. It breaks the mold, and he falls in that line. And that alone, East Atlanta 6, that, man, Ken, that shit's hard as fuck.
Yeah.
That shit's hard as fuck. And I can't remember what song it was, but he has like lines where he's talking about driving down Moreland and this, that, and the third. And it's just like, if you from Atlanta, he's talking about like he's stuck in traffic. Like, it's so Atlanta.
Yeah, and I think he knows where he's at as a singer, much like Frank Ocean. And Roots is another one like that. I think when I think about Black and some of the songs that I do like, it starts with a great beat, and he kind of sings over it, but he blends in such a way that it really just kind of works. Like, Roots is one where it's almost like Drake.
Yes, he finds unique pockets that most you wouldn't even call him a singer, because like on Rules, the way he's singing, that's not really singing. Nah, he's not rapping either though, but it's not really singing. It's a weird pocket he finds.
Yep.
And when he finds it, it's like
A little swerve that you got going. Is. Yeah, man. It is.
He's unique.
I'll give him that. And a lot of people fucking love him, bro.
I fuck with him.
And you know, he has a style about him. And I do appreciate and respect the style that I feel is unique, like you said. And I think he's good at writing or figuring out a way to do songs. So,
but you know what's interesting, Kent? I'm gonna go, you know, we always gotta go on a little tangents here and there. You really fuck with Brent Faiyaz, but you don't like Black. And I feel like they're in a similar wheelhouse, especially the project
I think
of Brent
Faiyaz
that you like.
Sing better though.
I give you that. No. Brent is definitely a better singer, but stylistically, content-wise, that niggas is in the same box.
But I think that the Brent Faiyaz song album that we did was the one that I liked. I think the other stuff he was doing was kind of in the same lane. I don't think I care for it all that much.
The stuff I feel like before the Brent Faiyaz joint that we did, everything before that project was Brent really trying to find out who he was. And then the joint that we did was like, oh, shit, like, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he hit gold with it. But that project, sonically, doesn't stray far from this.
Mm.
It's airy. It's
just, I have to go back and listen to it.
DE365-22, the revisit, goddammit. We might have to revisit some of these joints.
Yeah, but he got some good joints on here, though.
Nah, he does. Even the bonus joint, One Way with T-Pain, I fucked with it. In between Block 6, all of those was good too. I fuck with it, Ken. I'm just, you know, honestly, I'm surprised that I don't really go back to this project as much when I need to break up the hip hop monotony that, you know, that we find ourselves in at times. So I think I gotta put this one up there. I think I gotta revisit this one more. Because going back to this, I realized like, damn, I really like this one.
Yeah.
But Ken, this joint was dropped November 18, 2016, 14 songs, 59 minutes. Obviously, this is the bonus joint. Did you have any favorites on here?
Yeah, Rules, Problem, Loving You, Free, and I think Alone, EA6.
Okay. For me, Give Me Never Know, Give Me Problems, Give Me MTFU. Give me X Calling, Give Me Alone / EA6. Yeah, I'll take those. But look, you guys already know what it is. Atlanta Week. We in here. We in this motherfucker. Now we gonna end this one a little bit different. There is no single Sunday, and there are not 6 complete projects. It's 5. Atlanta Week will end DE365-21, DE365-22. Underway. We out. Peace.
Peace.